hour two on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour two is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And anything going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton?
Bill. The arts.
The arts.
Music. He is supporting the arts and music. He has purchased, they had a redo on their studio, and so he purchased the three chairs, so he's doing the voice. And so they have the three reversible chairs. So yeah, Shin Daddy, Tamara, and Porkchop are the three that are doing it, and then they will loop today, and then and the kids will come down and sing, and then they build their teams. But they have the button that they press, and it flips them around to say who gets to pick for the
That'd
team.
Be cool to be in that chair. Yeah,
who is Porkchop?
That Porkchop is Tyler Fookman. He is the bank vice president. Bank vice president. So he's in charge. Yes, his nickname is Porkchop because when he was a student manager in junior high, they had to hold the bus one time because his mom was bringing a pork chop sandwich for him to take off.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so they had to wait for him, thus the name.
That's a great nickname, though. Come on.
Pork chop. So those three will be doing the voice today, and they have the original chairs back when they were, when the show was still going strong. But so they'll have that. So they'll be able to hit the button. It flips them around and does all that. So they're building their team for the voice.
What? That sounds like a fun time.
Yes.
It does. That does sound fun.
Thanks to Midwest Bank and Shin Daddy for always bringing us entertaining things every day, and to Creighton, Nebraska. All right, when things are not fun with Nebraska football, we try to find a way to take things, our minds off them once in a while. Yesterday,
thank God.
Yesterday, we found out that the painter of the helmets, the Red Grange helmets for Illinois in their 21-7 win over Michigan, was from Imperial, Nebraska.
That's incredible.
We called out his name, Armando Villarreal. And guess what, guys? He called the station yesterday, and I talked to him for a while. I said, yeah, you got to call in tomorrow morning. And lo and behold, he's on the hotline, Armando Villarreal. Armando, good morning. And I just say, well done. Well done on the helmets, Armando.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you. Now, I was talking to Armando. This is not his first rodeo. You started in 2018. Is that right, Armando? Walk us through your timeline of the helmets. How many you've done, and how many schools you've been a part of here?
2018 was the first one. It was Mississippi State. And then the next year was University of Central Florida, Utah, and the Shutt helmets for Michigan. And then 2020, we did the Steel Panther for Pitt. And then COVID hit, and everything else just went away for that year. 2021, we did the USS Salt Lake City for Utah, the Maryland flag helmets for Shutt. I think maybe the Smoky Mountain helmets that year, the Shutt ones.
Okay.
And then 2022 was the Maryland flag helmet and the Smoky Mountain helmets, the Forever 22 helmet for Utah, the BYU Cougar helmet. 2023 was the Muss helmet for Utah, and I think the Smoky Mountain helmet, and I think Maryland didn't wear that last year. All the years are kind of starting to get pushed together.
Understood.
That's roughly it.
Okay, go ahead, Sip.
Armando, how does this come about that you became one that paints helmets? I mean, how did the business crop up?
By accident.
Yeah.
We were licensed by Major League Baseball to do sports art. And when we were in Las Vegas, and I think it was 2015, the Shutt rep came up to me and saw that I was actually airbrushing a painting there and wanted to know if I would do football helmets. And my boss at the time didn't want to wrap me up in doing that, so a couple of years went by, and then he found out I wasn't working for those people anymore and gave me a call, and I was too dumb to say no, and we did Mississippi State.
Now, I asked yesterday, Armando, in terms of how designs work, are you in charge of designs for the helmets? Does someone give it to you and you paint it? How does that process go when it comes to the helmets specifically?
It just depends. Some of them, they're like, they hand me a their graphic guy Photoshop something on a helmet, and they're like, we need you to make this work. And sometimes they just, we need a leather helmet. This needs to look like a leather helmet. So sometimes they're very controlling, and sometimes they're just like, figure it out.
Okay, the big question is, and we didn't, Jake, you talked about this, and there was some discrepancy. When you were doing the Illinois helmet, how long does it take you to do each individual helmet? What's the time?
So I'm guessing around 2 to 2.5 hours for the Illinois one. So I don't really keep track of the individual helmet. I know I have 155 to do, and they've got to get done.
Okay.
And we work in sets of 24, and we'll sand and base and 24 at a time, and then I'll airbrush 6 at a time, and then we'll clear 24 at a time, and until the boxes of helmets are all gone, then I'm not done. So I don't keep real good track of time for each one, but I think with Illinois is about 2 to 2.5 hours.
And this is all being done in Imperial. And how much help do you have with these helmets,
good question,
Armando?
With the leather helmets, my son helps sand a little bit, but he's 14, so he's in school and cross country and all this other stuff. And then that's just me. But we're also doing like Utah's helmet right now, and my wife does all that. She cuts all the masking and weeds it, and she'll help sand, and she helps a lot when she can, but she works for the post office. And then I have another friend, Ryan, that helps peel off the masking for me, because this one's taking more than 2 hours. So
Armando,
it's kind of, I'm going to have to expand here probably pretty soon.
Okay. Well, that's good news. What was the reaction you got? I mean, I got to tell you, those Illinois helmets were amazing. What's the feedback you've gotten, Armando?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. It's just, I can't believe how crazy this has gotten. You go anywhere on social media, and that's all they're talking about is the leather helmets and the talk shows, and friends keep sending me all these links, and it's just, I haven't had a helmet explode like this before. It's just crazy.
At this point, Armando, are you the mayor now of Imperial for how popular you are in that city, for how much attention you've brought with all this business?
Yeah, do you get anything free? Do you get a free meal or anything out of this when you walk by? Are people waving you in for a free donut and coffee or anything?
Well, it is hard to get things done when I go out in town. Everybody's always asking me what we're up to and what we're doing, and I have no desire to be in politics, so no, I'm not the mayor.
Okay. Now, you do have a Nebraska football connection, because last year you were the one that actually did the Husker motorcycle that I believe Matt Rhule rode on. What was that experience? How long did that take, Armando?
Oh, that was one. So that was for an organization that I think Wheels for Warriors, and they pick out a veteran, and people donate this motorcycle for them, and it's kind of a form of therapy. And
hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARS International.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a long story, but somehow somebody knew somebody with the program, and they're like, we want you to paint this motorcycle, this airbrush motorcycle, and we're going to give it to the veteran. His name's Scott. I honestly can't think of his last name or how to say it. It's like Friedenberg or something.
Okay.
And they're like, we're going to give it to him in front of the team and the athletic director and yada, yada, yada. So I kind of got way overboard in airbrushing it, and we did the legends of Huskers and Spaz Cycles in Omaha donated the bike, and they built it and did all the cool stuff to it, and I painted it, and so that thing's running around Lincoln somewhere, so you can see that.
Okay, we're joined by Armando Villarreal.
Yes.
Of Imperial, who was actually painted those Illinois helmets that you maybe saw on TV. He's painted other helmets. So the question is, Armando, what is your next project?
Right now we're working on Utah's helmets for this year. Illinois' helmets sold out, right after the game. So we might be painting more of those. An athletic director from a different college called me yesterday, day before, and asked about the process. So we're kind of maybe adding another school to the list next year. And then I have some other small projects here and there, but the football helmets are really starting to take over.
So in terms of the timing, again, we know it takes a couple hours to paint each helmet. When did Illinois originally contact you to have this design, and how long did it that whole process take as well?
I think it was November of last year is when I first got contacted about it, and then I think we did the concept in December, January, and then all their people have to approve it, and the NCAA has to approve it, and then they put the order in, and then they get all the helmets together, and they send me. I just get the shells, So then I'll paint them and clear them and everything, and then ship them back to Schutt, and then Schutt assembles them and gets them to the team.
Hmm. Now, I have to imagine, again, the fact that you said you're sold out of Illinois once, but this is a big win. It was a cool helmet. Illinois beat Michigan, the defending national champions. I have to assume you're going to get more people saying, I want that helmet. Can you keep painting more? What do you tell those people?
Oh, yeah. Everybody always contacts me to get a helmet. I don't know if they're thinking they're going to get a deal, or I know right now they're sold out online, and it's like I can't do it. Everything.
Right.
I don't want to... they're all numbered, and I don't want to devalue what the university is doing or, you know, affect the integrity of the limited edition. So I always tell them that either you're going to have to try and find one from somebody or, you know, maybe wait that they might be making more, but they're not game worn, but at least they're team issued. So.
Armando, the thing I'm wondering as we go through this talk is, when did you understand that this was a talent that you had?
I don't know. Art and painting and drawing and everything always just made sense to me, and I couldn't understand why other people couldn't do it. But it's kind of like when I try and do math, nobody understands why I can't do math, but it just doesn't make sense. But art to me has just always made sense. And I think in 1999, I won the Nebraska Habitat stamp for the first time. And I was in college. I think I was 23. And that's kind of when, that's one of those moments that, like, all right, so maybe there's more to this kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
and it's just slowly grown since then.
For those who want to see the collection of helmets you have done or any artwork, do you have a website people can go to see Armando's collection in general?
God, I don't even know if I have the helmets on there. There is some current stuff. It's ArmandoVillarealStudios.com.
Okay.
And there's links to the social media on there. And on the, you know, Instagram and Facebook and stuff, it'll have a lot of the helmets and projects and stuff that we're currently doing. I do need to update the website.
Well, Armando, again, job, impressive Armando. Stuff. The helmets were awesome for Illinois. I look forward to seeing your future ones. I didn't know you did all these ones in the past. I go back and look at them myself and see what they look like. I assume they're awesome. But thank you for your time this morning, and we hope to see your next project soon.
Next month.
Next month.
For Utah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Armando. Good stuff. Armando.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Armando Villarreal from Imperial, Nebraska, sports artist, helmet painter. He was the one in charge of the Illinois helmets you saw in their win against Michigan last week.
I mean, I didn't want to ask. This is his full-time job?
It is now. Yeah, he told me as of 2022, when he had all these different helmets, he had to quit his other job and make this a full-time operation.
I was going to say, you'd almost have to have it your full-time job as much time as it requires. He paints helmets. Fascinating.
And he does it all here at Imperial, Nebraska.
Yeah. I mean, what a gift. Because those Illinois helmets were incredible. I mean, very interesting.
The home run is the Illinois helmet, because the other helmets would not garner this attention.
Right.
It would be like, oh, that's, you know, the Utah one or BYU or whatever.
I wonder what he's doing.
Cool. Well, that's cool. I like that. That's neat. But this one went national. And now he changed. His whole life changed on Saturday when they went out and won that game and played that. And I remember I was against him. I'm like, I just didn't want him at that game.
Right.
And after I saw him, I'm like, that was just so cool. I didn't care when they did him. And everything changed for him.
Say his name again.
Armando Villarreal.
And he's based in Imperial. We don't have to give it. I don't think he wants us to give
it. We're not
going to
give his home address or his phone. I have his number here. I'm not going to give it out, though. But yes.
But I guess if other teams want to, I mean, this could be, high schools could do it, you know. Hell, the pro teams could commission him.
Sure.
Wow. Armando's sitting on a big one here.
That was cool. That was cool.
And it appears as if he could just, any free time he had, through the University of Illinois, could just do more for them, ship them to him, and they would sell them. Because if I'm an Illinois fan, I want one of those helmets. And there's not enough. There's only this many, you know, what they do with them. And I imagine right now that you can't even sell them, because I'm sure that they may appear again, which means they're going to keep the helmet.
It's a good luck helmet. They beat a great team.
Great team.
With the helmet.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I didn't understand. Okay, now, the one thing that got by me was, how long does it take him to do each one?
He said a couple. It's 2 hours.
2 hours. God dang.
2 or 3 hours.
So he's just whipping one up is not easy.
But so I asked him, okay, are we talking about like weeks? He said this took several months to get all these helmets done. Months for Illinois.
Every day. Wake up.
Every day, yeah.
Every day. Grab a helmet and boom, just start going.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Do the same exact thing same for 100 thing. Plus times here. Don't mess up.
He did 150 of them.
And I wonder how many people in the world do this. I mean, it's got to be pretty exclusive for I don't know anybody besides, and I don't know Armando, but he's the only one I've ever heard of that does it. So he's got kind of what I'm suggesting is he's got kind of a corner on the market.
Very cool.
That's
cool.
Super
cool. Imperial.
Thank you, Katrinka.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know.
Did Katrinka let us know this?
So here's what happened. We called out for our month. You informed us that Katrinka knew he was from Imperial, the person who did the helmets.
Right.
And then Bill called on the show for Armando to call in, which he called in yesterday about, I don't know, about noon he called. I was here. I talked to him for about 20 minutes. This is fascinating. We got to get you on the show.
Super fascinating.
And so that's how it worked. He said, I'll call you at 7:10. He called at 7:10.
Thank you, Katrinka.
You know what he's doing right now? Painting the helmet. He probably got off the phone, hung up, went into his
back
shop.
Back to work.
He can work at his own pace, though. You know, he can, if he wants to start at 1 in the afternoon and go till 1 in the morning, he's fine. That would be a great part of it.
Really cool stuff from Armando Villarreal, a helmet painter from Imperial, Nebraska. When we come back, it's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on The Ticket.